welcome, welcome, welcome to Transatlantic Express right here on the House of Prog. And if you're listening on CJSF Radio 90.1 FM on a Tuesday or a Thursday, welcome to you as well. Very special show today. We're going to pay tribute to the great producer, British producer, Roy Thomas Baker. And Roy passed away April 12th. And he's famous for many, many great albums out there in the world. And we're going to feature two of them today and one not so great. It just goes to show you, even when you're a top producer, it's hit and miss. So we're starting off with Queen's third album, Sheer Heart Attack. And what an entrance for a guitar player, Brighton Rock. Staple of the Queen live show for many years, a band that I unfortunately never got to see. So we'll be featuring the whole album, I think. And then we will be featuring something from the 80s, the Stranglers 10 album, pretty well all of that. And then we're going to close off with something not that good. A band called Espionage, which featured a friend of mine called Paul Hutchinson. Roy Thomas Baker produced that with Chaz Coughlin. Very 80s, and yeah, not that great. But that's what happens when you're a producer. We have some new theme music for the show. That is Andrew Lloyd Webber's Variations. Well, stick around, we got lots of good music for you. I'm going to get things going with a hit from Queen, the big one from 1974. Yes, they had big hits before Bohemian Rhapsody and after. This is Queen and Killer Queen.
Let there be cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette, a building a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. Queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite. Wanna try? She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China went down to gauge her mind. Then again, incidentally, in that way, perfume came naturally from Paris. Naturally. Because she couldn't care less, fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Of a hat. She's as willing as playful as a pussycat. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of touch. Absolutely dry. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. in hand. I am forever searching high and low, but why does everybody tell me no? Neptune of the seas, an answer.
Don't I love you so?
is, of course, Classic Queen from Sheer Heart Attack with the track Now I'm Here, which was, I think it came out after Killer Queen, so it was the follow-up to Killer Queen, I think. Let's see what the internet says. Blah, 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 blah. Ah, it doesn't say. Anyway, we are featuring three albums produced by the late Roy Thomas Baker. And the first album we are showing to you is the classic from Queen, Sheer Heart Attack. Came out in 1974. And it had a couple of hit singles off it. Now I'm Here. We just played Killer Queen. And Wikipedia says this was the album that brought Queen into the mainstream in the UK and throughout the world. And certainly, this is 1974, I have to say, was when I personally got into Queen. And they did just an amazing concert. I think it was Christmas 75 or 74, 75, which is now available. And they did, it was a FM broadcast as well, and it was just amazing. Sadly, I never got to see them play in the day. Unfortunately, some of my friends did, but the Liverpool Empire, I think, in 77. But anyway, Roy Thomas Baker passed away just April 12th, and he'd produced a lot of albums over the years, and started in the late 60s. But went on, made his main claim to fame as an engineer to start off with, producing engineering bands such as Black Widow, a number of others. Let's have a look. What do you got? Let's see. Fire and Water. He worked on that. Black Widow Sacrifice. Nazareth's first album as the engineer. Let's see what we've got here. First Queen album. So the Queen albums were the ones he actually produced. And so a lot of prog rock things, Mans, Rhinos, Whiners and Lunatics, Night at the Opera. And coincidentally, last week, we featured Bebop Deluxe's Futurama. And that was an album produced by Roy Thomas Baker as well. And I didn't know he passed away because he wasn't really announced until Saturday. So he produced some albums by Starcastle, Dusty Springfield, The Cars, Journey, Alice Cooper. Produced quite a few of The Cars albums. The soundtrack to Heavy Metal, Cheap Trick, Motley Crue, Jolene Turner, John Anderson. You name it, this guy has done it all. The Stranglers 10, which will be featuring Chris de Burgh. I mean, the list goes on. Wayne's World. Yeah, wow, there you go. Caroline Spine. What about them? Smashing Pumpkins throughout the 90s. What a life. And he lived in Lake Havanusu. In the US, in California. It's right on the border there. Anyway, that's where he passed away, April 12th. So, anyway, Roy Thomas Baker, this one's off for you. And, we are featuring albums from Roy Thomas Baker's production skills, and we're going to continue with Queen and The Lap of the Gods and Stone Cold Crazy, because this is ripped from vinyl last night right here in my house on this turntable behind me. And if you're on the internet with a camera, then you might see that on twitch.tv/IanInVancouver. But if you're not looking and you're not listening, well, then you won't know. Does that make sense? Anyway, it makes sense to me. You are listening to Transatlantic Express on the House of Prog and on twitch.tv/IanInVancouver. And a big hello to everybody who's listening on AMV. I've tuned us in to Radio AMV on the alternate metaverse. And yeah, here's Queen, Lap of the Gods.